Now, the city attorney's deed restriction enforcement authority was determined by the legislature. So when I'm looking at a deed restriction document, there might be a lot of different provisions within that deed restriction document that, although they may be perfectly valid and perfectly enforceable, it may not be things that the legislature has said the city attorney's office can do anything about. They've limited our enforcement authority to about 5 different types of deed restriction provisions. And those are listed for you here. The first type are use restrictions. We're usually talking about residential use versus commercial use, or we're talking about single family versus multi-family use. So, and those are the two types of things that I encounter most frequently. Setback provisions. So if you've got a front building line provision within your deed restrictions that says, you know, no residences may be built in front of the 30-foot building line, or you might have side setback provisions that limit how far a building can go towards your side property line. Some neighborhoods have rear setback provisions, and some neighborhoods have easements. Easements are among the things that the city attorney's office, as a deed restriction matter, we do not have authority to enforce. So I wanted to distinguish. A setback is a little bit different in terms of how it operates and how it functions legally. So we don't necessarily have authority to enforce easements. However, as part of the building permit process, they're going to be looking for that when plans are submitted to the city of Houston. So not necessarily within my jurisdiction as a city attorney, but the planning department and building code enforcement, they're going to be looking at that. You know, there are lots of provisions that I've seen in deed restrictions that talk about noxious, offensive, lewd activity. Perfectly valid, perfectly enforceable, but not necessarily a provision that our office has authority to enforce. Similarly, architectural provisions. So if you have a provision that requires masonry or a certain paint color on the front of your house, perfectly valid, perfectly enforceable, but not among the 5 that we have authority to enforce. So I've talked about use provisions, I've talked about setback provisions, size, type, and number of buildings that can be on lots. And so if you have deed restrictions that are limited to one single family residence on a lot, that's a structural provision that we do have authority to enforce. You might have a provision that limits the size of the lot that says you can't subdivide a lot beyond minimum square footage. Those types of provisions we do have authority to enforce. Let's see, orientation or facing provisions. So if you've got deed restrictions that say your main residence can only face a certain direction, only face north or south, or a certain street. So really important when you're talking about corner lots. Sometimes a lot of neighborhoods, when they were created, they wanted to make sure all of the houses were facing the same direction. You don't get to the corner house and suddenly it's facing a different direction. And then the final type of provision that we typically look at are fence provisions. Now you have to have provision that speaks to fences. It might be a height provision that says fences can't be taller than 8 feet, for example. Or it might be a fence setback provision that says you can't build a fence in front of the front building line for the house. We have authority to enforce those provisions, but only if they require a building permit. So it's a little bit sticky there. When we're talking about masonry, concrete, stone, brick, those types of materials, anything that's over 4 feet in height, that's what requires a building permit. If you're talking about wrought iron or wood fences, you have to be over 8 feet in height. So to give you an example, let's say your neighbor, you have a front setback provision that says fences can't be built in front of the front building line, and your neighbor decides to build a 4-foot fence around their entire front yard. You may have a provision that's perfectly valid and perfectly enforceable, but if it doesn't require a permit, the city attorney's office won't be able to step in that instance. So it's going to be up to anyone else who has standing among the list we talked about earlier to step in and enforce. And that's why it's great that you have an active civic association that can help you guys, and you guys have some dues and some resources available to assist with those types of provisions. Is there a question?